The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso from Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. 2016 is a glorious year for the body of Christ. We at Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International did not waste any time, and we hit the year 2016 running with full focus on the prophecies for 2016 and the instructions contained in those prophecies, and in also obeying the Great Commission. Front and center for 2016 is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, it says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." Mark 16:15, he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation," or to every creature. "I am going to the Philippines. I already trained and conducted a leadership training for the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence about 2 weeks ago. And the Holy Spirit took us into a new level of revelation. I never experienced that before. I was so excited, and it all changed our lives. So now they are ready for the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence, and they are ready to go ye. And I am getting ready to go to the Philippines, and I'll be there for several weeks." You need to sow a seed for this mission trip. Obey God. One of the conditions or instructions for the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence to manifest is to go ye to all nations and preach the gospel. And if you are not called to go ye to the Philippines, or cannot go, or do not want to go, then sow a seed and finance the preaching of the gospel and discipleship, and not programs. This must be our primary focus, and everything else will follow, my dear brothers and sisters. Last year, 71%, yes, 71% of our income went to preaching the gospel and making disciples. We are very confident and very excited because we qualify to be a part of this great harvest this year. So obey God. Don't continue to put things off, especially your giving. Go to our website, sogmi.org, and click donate, or you can mail your check to Post Office Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. You know, every year, and we've been doing this since 2006, Mission to the Nations, before we held Miracle Crusades here in Texas. But every year, more than 50% of our income goes towards the mission and discipleship. And we continue to do so. One of these days, soon, because of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence manifesting in the body of Christ, especially in this body, then we'll be able to afford to spend 90% to 95% of our income of this ministry to go towards preaching the gospel and making disciples. That is our goal. We're not going to stop until we achieve that. Because if all of us at Freedom Fellowship Church will be able to achieve that, then we can preach our Lord Jesus Christ all over the world, and money is no object. Glory to God. So if God is leading you to give and you keep on postponing it, don't blame me if you lose some sleep, okay? Don't blame me. I warned you. You know, it is for your sake why God wants you to sow seeds. The seeds we sowed on foreign fields continue to produce fruits and keep on producing fruits. They just keep on giving. Glory to God. Now, before I release some of the prophetic words for 2016, let me address some important issues to all of you, especially for those who operate in the gifts of prophecy or are really drawn to the prophetic. If you don't release correction or judgment so fast. If you are quick to release prophecy of judgment or correction without first interceding and or praying before God, then you really need to go back to training and discipleship. Why did I say that? In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 3 and 4, it says, "But the one who prophesies speaks to the people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. Anyone who speaks in tongues edifies themselves, but the one who prophesies edifies the church." I am talking about the gift of prophecy. I'm not talking about the office of a prophet, okay? When you operate in the gift of prophecy, you prophesy for strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. That's the primary thing. There is a reason why when the faults of others or things that need correction in other people's lives, the reason why the Holy Spirit reveals these things to you is so that you can intercede and pray for that person or for a particular situation. Why? To manifest the perfect will of God towards that person or towards that situation. It is not God's way to really embarrass his people. All good things come from God, and the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. That is in Revelation 19:10. Your senses are still from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Your flesh and your mind is still in that sin consciousness. We all need to be in Jesus' mindset. We need to look at God's people through the eyes of God, and we can bring them to Christ or lead them to repentance. It is by love, because love never fails. So everybody can prophesy doom and gloom. We can predict based on our senses and what we see and based on the facts. All we need to do is to analyze. But we have to prophesy based on the truth, based on the word of God, the will of God, and the heart of God. And he's a loving God. So when you see sin or correction on people, pray first before you talk to that person, okay? Example, last summer, in my prayer time, I was meditating and talking to the Lord and listening, and all of a sudden, I saw a very cold winter coming towards this country. God also revealed to me that our winter here in Texas will come much later, but it's going to be severe in 2016. We are all going to experience intense or severe weather as a country. I warn people in the congregation to prepare for it, especially farmers and ranchers. At the same time, after I warned them, I went back on my knees interceding on behalf of the state of Texas, on behalf of his people here, and I continue even now to come against severe weather. Why is that? It will affect our economy. It will endanger people's lives and health, even animals and vegetation. I'd rather be wrong. I'd rather that these things will not happen as I predicted them. Because it is God's will that his people prosper even as our souls prosper. God did not give me that revelation or prophecy so that I can release it and wait for it to come to pass so that I will be established as a prophet. That's low. God shared something with me so that I can warn his people and so that I can pray and come against it from coming to pass. So be reluctant to release bad prophecies or correction to the body of Christ without praying and fasting first. If you have the gift of prophecy, follow the ways of love. Do not prophesy or minister to anyone if you do not have the love of God for that person. Do not prophesy when you're angry. Your flesh will kick in and you're not going to be able to edify God's people. Instead, you're going to pulverize them. So follow the way of love. Follow God. And always remember, consider his heart, his will, his purpose towards individuals, towards nations. A lot of times I warned the congregation at Freedom Fellowship Church that I will skin them alive that day with a preaching. And I gave them scripture for it. I keep on telling them, today I'm going to skin you alive, but keep in mind, the old wineskin will not be able to contain the new wine that is coming, that is already in the atmosphere that the Lord released over the state of Texas, over the body of Christ. The old wineskin will be torn apart. This wonderful, powerful anointing that God released and continues to release in the atmosphere is so good. I am talking about this new wine, and even my Baptist friends and families are included and they will partake of this new wine. How do I get into that subject? I do not know. But everybody, whomsoever, who's going to believe and to obey God, will be partakers of this new wine that the Holy Spirit is now pouring upon the body of Christ. Anyway, let me get back to the prophecies for 2016. If you're looking at this country, and if you're looking at all the events unfolding, if you keep on talking about the negative things, you will miss this great move of God big time. Focus on the good things. Those bad things, they're not for you. Because all good things are from God. But you must get engaged. You must take your post and follow the ways of God. Also follow the instructions contained in these prophecies. Prophecies to the church that I already released from previous broadcasts are: in 2016, you will look good, feel good, live good, be good, and do good, all for the glory of God, for your own benefit, and for the benefit of His people. How do you do this? Spiritual detoxification. And I will give you some scriptures to support this prophecy. Spiritual detoxification. We started this at the prophetic gathering of the saints, and we at Freedom Fellowship Church continue to detoxify ourselves. We left everything last year at the altar. Our failings, our hopes and aspirations that did not manifest, our good works and victories, our pains, our disappointments, our anger. We forgave. We got rid of all of our bitterness and allowed God to restore us, to deliver us, to forgive us, and to bless us. You, my dear brothers and sisters, you need to bring closure to everything. You must bring closure to your past. Everything from your past, good and bad. All good things come from God. He will bring them or restore them to you, those that did not manifest. Allow him. He needs to bring them, not you, this time, by applying his ways of doing things, by us being led by the Holy Spirit. Get rid of self, selfishness, self-centeredness, arrogance. If you do this spiritual detoxification, things will be so great, and you will finally recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. Greater things are ahead. You are destined for greatness. Do not bring back the old. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Sometimes I made some of you radio callers upset because I refused to listen to your ranting about the past, who have done you wrong, and how good was your past. I cannot change them. You cannot change them. God erased them. So what are you going to do about them? They're not there. But I will be more than happy to tell you and to talk to you about your present, about your life, and your future. We can do something about that. Why am I saying that, but of Christ? Because even the victories of the past, our pains and turmoils, they're old wineskin. So in Luke chapter 5, verse 37, I'm going to read from Amplified. "And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the fresh wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined or destroyed." So this is a part of the spiritual detoxification. This new move of God, the revelation that the Holy Spirit will illuminate to us by the Word of God, is so awesome that any preconceived ideas we have, any habits or methods, we know they will not work. We need a new wineskin, a new mindset. I will explain this further in the next program. Take the Word of God on this one, okay? As far as the scriptures for the looking good, feeling good, living good, being good, and doing good, I will let one of the ministry team to address this while I'm gone. The core team is excited. We feel different. We look different. Especially after that leadership training one Saturday. Wow. What a revelation. And I'll try to address this next week. So stay tuned. And if you are missing the prophecies for 2016, we are on podcast. Go to our website, sogmi.org. Here are the other prophecies for 2016. You ready? The transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence will clearly manifest on the lives of God's people that have been faithful and whose focus is financing and preaching the gospel. The political revival that is taking place in this country is the first sign of the manifestation of the transfer of wealth for the body of Christ. Instruction: finance the gospel, preach the gospel, and importantly, hold off your opinions concerning the political events that is taking place in this country. God does not want your opinions and your smarts. He requires your obedience, my obedience. If we will do this, the body of Christ will vote as one voice, and we will dictate the outcome of this election. You will not be able to analyze what's happening in the political arena because we've never been this way before. If we're going to do this and obey God, if we focus on the Great Commission and if we'll do the right thing, we will have a new, righteous, God-fearing president, a believer. So let us trust God on this and obey His commands. And true unity will manifest in the body of Christ, and nobody, no spiritual leader or leaders, will be able to own this. It is the move of the Holy Spirit. And it will not come from any initiative from spiritual leaders. This is not a move of men or movement of men or believer. This is the move of the Holy Spirit. To God be the glory. Many Americans will return to their spiritual roots. Many will be born again. Many will be trained and discipled, in which Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. Apostles and prophets are already in place, and they will continue to get stronger. They'll continue to be more powerful, and many miracles will manifest in this country. Glory to God. So the five offices will be active, and they will not compete, but they will unite with a common purpose: to bring thy kingdom come, and to bring glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Restoration is taking place in the body of Christ. So obey the instruction, put closure to your past, forgive, let go, and now do and obey. You have a clean slate in 2016. And your tears of the past, your failures of the past, will turn into joy and laughter and singing. Glory to God. I instructed the core team to share with you more things about prophecies for 2016 while I'm in the Philippines. So don't miss any of our programs. In the Philippines, I'll be conducting two big prophetic gatherings of the saints, business schools, and leadership training. And on Sunday services, usually we turn it into a healing crusade. I will continue to obey the Great Commission. And while in the Philippines, Joshua and the team will keep you updated through this program on the supernatural manifestations of the things of God in Asia. You need to sow a seed for this trip. Go to our website, sogmi.org, and click donate. Let this be the seed for the state of Texas, and let us do it in a big way, Texas size. Or you can mail your check to Post Office Box 1579, Helotes, Texas, 78023. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. Our Sunday service starts at 10:30 and the evening service starts at 7 p.m. We also have Wednesday services at 7 p.m. Let me pray for you. Holy Father, thank you. Thank you that you are a faithful and a loving God, that you remain faithful even when there are times that we are unfaithful to you. We thank you that you have given us opportunity to start the year clean slate. We thank you. We thank you for your word of instruction, for your word of encouragement, for the prophecies for 2016. I thank you, Father, that miraculous healings are now taking place for those that are listening to the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of death and I loosen forth life. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the restorations of sight. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration of the family. And I thank you, Father, for complete deliverance of those. I thank you, Father, for complete healing and deliverance for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. And we praise you and we look forward in 2016. And we commit to you that we will express our love and our gratitude towards you, Lord Jesus, by obeying the Great Commission and by loving one another. We thank you for United States of America. And we thank you, Father, that the body of Christ is united. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Call me at 210-695-1630. Or you can email me at sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.